This is AM 1300 KGLO. Tim Fleming, along with Lark Trigstad, we have our Caregiver Corner program. Lark, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and hopefully everyone else is too.
Well, I think that's the real key. We all have to try to do as well as we can right now in this situation. Yeah, that's about it, right? You know, we have to... We've got to look right now. And you sent me something which is kind of fun. I love getting things in the mail. And I got a package of Earl Grey black tea. But you sent me this, and I opened it up, and it's, and you got a picture here of two young girls broadcasting a radio show back in the 1940s, and the caption reads, 14-year-old Princess Elizabeth Wright with her sister Princess Margaret during a radio broadcast addressing the children of England during the Second World War on October 13, 1940. Let's talk about what Her Majesty had to say in hopeful message about the ongoing coronavirus pandemic in a rare public address.
Oh, yeah. I just was really taken back by this. She started out by addressing the difficult circumstances of the last month or so, referring to the virus and the social and economic chaos it's caused as a real disruption that has brought grief to some. She continues, financial difficulties to many and enormous changes to the daily life of us all.
And during her... during her nearly seven decades on the throne, the Queen has only made public speeches like this one on a few occasions. And one of the most famous was a radio speech she made with her younger sister, Princess Margaret, during the Second World War, as pictured in the photo that we mentioned.
Yes, that's right. And she conveyed that the speech she was giving about COVID-19... the physical distancing feels like, now this isn't my words, not hers, a throwback in time. And she goes on to explain, it reminds me of the very first broadcast I made in 1940, helped by my sister. We, as children, spoke from here at Windsor to children who had been evacuated from their homes and sent away for their own safety, she said. I didn't know that.
Wow. And today, once again, many will feel a painful sense of separation from their loved ones, she said. But now, as then, we know deep down that it is the right thing to do.
Oh, boy. That wise lady. And that brings me to tea time. My best friend's grandmother and mom, as the Brits say, they're English. Every afternoon before they would go to work at a local restaurant, they would have 4 o'clock tea. And it was a social time, and I learned how to brew and serve tea the English way. From that, my mom and I, since this coronavirus thing, have started our own tea time tradition. And also because of both of our ages. I'm 65 and my mom's almost 90. So we have set time in mid-morning, and we have our daily connection on the phone with teacups in hand.
Hey, that's nice. Yeah. We're hearing a lot of this kind of stuff going on, this type of social distancing innovation. And I notice you usually say physical distancing. I guess that is what we have done with our broadcast at KGLO, too, a little bit.
Right. And I want to thank you, Tim, and everyone there at KGLO for your behavior modeling and outreach that you and all the media staff have been demonstrating. You guys keep us connected by hearing a familiar voice, providing the latest knowledge and information about what's happening in our own community. And like the Queen said, better days will return. We will be with our friends again. We'll be with our families again, and we will meet again.
So in the meantime, I'm opening up a letter you sent me about this program. And what do you know? There's that tea bag right there.
Well, if you have it and really enjoy the good cup of tea, now's your opportunity. You can share it with your wife.
Oh, it sounds great.
But, you know, that is what caregiving is all about, Tim. It's worth repeating what the Queen said. And today, once again, many will feel a painful sense of separation from their loved ones. But now and then, we know deep down that it's the right thing to do. And again, thank you, Tim, for being a community connector and educator to our caregivers in our community, family, friends, and professional. You have said some wonderful, inspirational things for professional caregivers when you air daily. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind. Anyway, cheerio, old pal.
By the by. Pump on your ear.
Oh, Lark, you are so funny. I'm gonna brew up this tea pretty quick. It really sounds good to me.
All right. Do you want one lump or two?
Let's go with two lumps of sugar for me.
Got it.
All right. Hey, how about for our Caregiver Corner fans, if you could send them to a website, I know they'd love to find more information.
Right. And you know, we have posted some information about hand washing, about the CDC guidelines, about Mercy North, Mercy One, North Iowa's resources, and that is at northiowasagelink.com, 24/7.
Fantastic stuff. Lark, always a pleasure to talk with you. Good to hear from you.
All right. Signing off.
Lark Trickstad with us, and that's our Caregiver Corner program this week on AM 1300 KGLO.